My name's Greg Gebhardt and I'm the Senior Education Trainer for the Office of the Children's eSafety Commissioner. Yes, sexting is the sending and receiving of inappropriate content, and I guess one of the things with children, and particularly teenagers, it's about exploration of their sexuality. So this is probably part of the development of teenagers to explore that. But because of technology, it's enhanced the ability to share inappropriate or disturbing pictures sometimes, things that are probably children wouldn't have done in the past. As such, probably the biggest impact that you'll see with sexting is that the images have the ability to be widespread and viewed by so many others. So for young people, we've got to start working much closely with values and about managing their own personality. And I think for me, the big thing is that we do have laws that relate to sexting. So children may not be aware that there are laws in different states, quite different from state to state, around the production of child pornography, for instance, distribution of child pornography, and even the possession of child pornography. So those could be sexting images. But I think the most important thing we need to work with children is around the values and what happens to your photos when they get distributed and you lose the trust of the person you shared with them, and the social implications for children. And that's pretty depressing and upsetting when you have children whose photos, which they shared in trust, are now widespread within a community. Been quite a lot of research around sexting, and the figures are quite different from each survey and research component. But what we have been seeing is sometimes as much as 50% of young people have partaken in taking an inappropriate photo or something that has a sexual reference to it. So it may not be a naked photo, but it could be something that has a sexual implication in there. So that's a large number of kids, and this is not regular users, but just children that have done at least one of those images or been involved in that behaviour. Yeah, well, taking a naked photo or a sexually explicit image of yourself, if you're under 18, technically you're actually producing child pornography, and you could be charged for production of child pornography. Sharing it with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or mates could be classified as distribution of child pornography. And if you receive an image and decide to keep it, you could be charged with possession of child pornography. So the laws are quite different from state to state, and we also have federal laws around that. And I think it's very important that young people understand what those laws are and the implications if that happens.